Hi, it's Mike. It's Mike Ogan here in Audio Boo. Just heading home at the beginning, or I should say the south end of the parks, just by the weir at the wee wooden bridgeway again. You may remember I spoke about a giant clump of dafts that come up below the big tree here at the other side of the burn, the other side of the weir. Well, they're all out now, over 2 foot high, and they are simply stunning. You know the funny thing is? They're all facing the weir. Well, actually, I suspect it's actually the sun they're facing. But those little creeping Jenny-type plants with the yellow star flowers, little yellow star flowers, well, now there are literally hundreds of those out along close to the water. And the other clumps of dafts are all just about to burst open as well. So, with the sun shining just now, it's looking beautiful. The weir's looking as lovely as a weir can look. Sun's shining, but it's a very strong, blustery day today again. At least it's dry, and we are getting quite prolonged periods of sunshine. And when it's out, it's like summer, and when it's gone, just like now, it's back to, as Adrian Wicks said at Turbo Stream, it's betwixt winter and spring. It's not quite there yet. But anyway, let's head on through the park. I've got the windspoffle on the Zoom, so hopefully I'll deal with most of the extraneous wind noise. Depends which way I'm facing. It's dead calm at this bit. But anyway, I thought I'd give you an update, since I've nothing in particular to talk about just now. Well, I have, actually, but I'll give you an update on my week so far, if we take standard week of working from Sunday to Saturday. Sunday we went, was supposed to be a terrible day, actually, weather-wise, terrible day, so we didn't even consider doing a car boot. So then we realised it was much brighter than it had been forecast. There's a surprise. And so we decided to go a wee jaunt, and I suggested going down the Clyde Valley, which is an amazingly popular place on a Sunday. And so we headed down there. That's where we do our, well, when the weather's correct, because it's an open air car boot, we do the big car boot down there in the summer between Easter and October, I think it is. So it's not started yet. But we had heard that someone had started one in a garden centre down, a big garden centre, inside one of those big bubble cloche type things. So we thought we'd go down and have a look at it, since that would be actually be theoretically indoors, at least have a bright tarpaulin cover over the top. So we went down there, and it was lovely, you know, and the number of people that were out, even at this time of the year, was incredible, because they all love to go into the garden centres and the tea rooms, the coffee shops, and of course garden centres now don't just sell stuff for the garden, you can get virtually anything down there. So it is a very, very busy place, the Clyde Valley. It's also a beautiful drive because it follows the River Clyde, which meanders manically at that point as it runs downstream from Lanark, and the road virtually follows it bit by bit. So you're twisty-turny up and downy, kind of beautiful country roads and lovely little villages and pubs. So anyway, that's what we did on Sunday. We took a joint, headed up into Lanark and stopped at Lanark Loch and had a cup of tea and a bicky, and then headed home. So that was Sunday. Monday was a big day for us. Monday was in the morning, a bit of business to sort out online, and then we had an appointment at 1 p.m. with the Nissan dealer down in Stirling. Yes, we have Mary's car has finally arrived. It arrived on the Thursday or Friday, but we just arranged to go down and pick it up, give them time to get it all ready for us to pick up, get all the insurance and everything sorted out. So we went down, bang on 1 o'clock we landed there, and there was our car sitting outside. A Nissan Note, a Senta Premium with, well, I paid for some extras on it, let's just say. Which I'm really pleased with, definitely worth the money. And sonic blue, beautiful bright metallic blue. So by the time we went through the paperwork and got everything sorted out, and then was taken outside by Robbie, a lovely young salesman. Going to praise him to the highest for his dealings with us right from the very day we walked into the showroom. That's the kind of salesman you need. I may talk about that a bit in length, but anyway, let's just say Robbie is getting 5-star treatment when his review comes through, probably by email or something. But anyway, so he took us out, took us through the internals of the car, all the gadgetry and everything. It's an automatic, because that's all we drive. Although both of us can drive manuals. We've been driving automatics for years, and Mary can drive the big Volvo estates, no problem. In fact, that's what happened. She did not want to drive her new car home all the way from Stirling. So I did that, and she followed me, tailgated me all the way home in the Volvo estate. It's the longest distance she's ever driven in a car. It's about 18, 20 miles. And, okay, she was following me, so she didn't have any problems navigating. But she just said that driving the Volvo for 18, 20 miles was actually a pleasure, because normally the maximum she does is 12 miles, and that's broken into two sixes. Don't ask, it's complicated. No, it's just when she picks her sister up. But anyway, so we got the car home, and we took it a wee burl up to show her family up in the town of Harthill, early evening, and basically it was a flying visit, honestly, just there, 5 minutes, and then just to let them see it, and then headed home again. So she hadn't driven it until yesterday, and yesterday was a day for me sorting out my new test instrument that I need to get, 17th edition, and I'll tell you about that. I've got it sorted out, but I'll tell you about that in another audio, view, possibly, another mix max ramble. But anyway, so I got that all sorted out, which was more good news, excellent news actually. It saved me quite a bit of money, a deal I got with a fellow contractor. Oh, I'm going to tell you about it anyway, aren't I? No, I'm not. So that was in the morning. So in the afternoon, I said, like, let's go. I'll take you up to the big industrial estate and let you drive your car around about there. I found that the note when I drove it up was more or better than I ever expected with a CVT auto box compared to traditional auto boxes I've driven for years. I found it so smooth, silky smooth, and just a wonderful car to drive. I'm not just saying that because we've got it, because some people are kind of wary of CVTs. Well, as far as I'm concerned with a Nissan, that CVT auto box is blooming good. Let's just say that. I'm really pleased with it. And it even has a sports feature. Doubt Mary will use that. So then we took her up to the industrial estate, and she had a few shots round about there. Got the feeling off the start-stop system, which is, I thought, it was a bit weird at the start, but once I got used to it, it's absolutely fantastic. You know, just the engine goes dead. Don't know how they do it, but it's very, very clever stuff. So she drove all the way home then, round the back streets of the town, just to avoid the buzz at that time because the schools were coming out, etc., etc. And she's quite happy to drive it. She enjoyed it so much that she's now beaming, ready to get out in it, but not today. That brings us, because I've been playing with the technology, to be honest. You know, us guys with our boys and our toys, well, I've been playing around with the sat-nav and all the other additional features, the info features, registering with Nissan Connect, etc. And it's got so much stuff in it for a partner small car. It's not a small car. What I'll probably do is do an audio bio on the Nissan Note itself. That's what I'll do. Yeah, because I really haven't got time to go through it all just now. One of the features I did love in it, by the way, or I do love in it, is that your audio source, which you can select from, it's got a single CD player, but it's also got USB, auxiliary in, and also Bluetooth. So I paired up my iPhone with it yesterday. I have to tell you that I jumped in this morning, and I had been listening to Audioboo, of course, as usual, my iPhone, and I've been listening to Richard Tubbock and Big Rick, all one word, and I'd paused it when I got in the car, so I could well, just listening to what the car was doing, basically. I wasn't driving, I was just sitting in the drive. And I fired this media, 5.8 inch screen media player up, and I hit the source button, and I hadn't really looked and just jumped in, and all of a sudden I could hear Richard Hubbard talking through the car speakers. It had already jumped in and taken the pause off and started playing the audio book I was listening to, and I thought, wow, that is brilliant. Now, you have to remember that I haven't had a fairly new car for, I don't know, probably most of my driving life ever. Never had a brand new car. And most of the cars over the years have been a minimum of 5, 6, 7 year old. So I haven't had a car with all this technology. Even my Jag that I got rid of recently was a 2000 model. So although it had amazing things, it didn't have all this Bluetooth technology and 5.8 screens, and some of the screens are even bigger now. So this was like a new toy, me playing with that. But I was totally amazed when I heard Richard coming on the speaker. I thought, yes, that's going to be a winner for me right away. Although, you may ask, isn't it Mary's car? Well, yes, but she'll drive it through time. But for the first few weeks, I guess, she'll be tentative about busy roads and that with it until she really gets the hang of where all the knobs and levers and everything is to work without having to take her eyes off the road. So I'll get to play with it a wee bit longer. So that was yesterday. And today I've been online sorting out the Nissan Connect stuff, registering for all the additional info and gadgets or media gadgets that you can get. And reading about how the car operates, etc. And now, when I get back home, I'm just taking a walk up the street. Now when I get back home, we're going to go down to Falkirk, which we normally do, and then to Linlithgow, to Sainsbury's, and then to the Platform 3, where I normally get a beer, and Mary gets one of the best cappuccinos she's in the land, she says. But, so I brought the car out of the garage, her car, because her car is to be garaged now, facing out the way. Yes, so that she can drive it out when she gains the confidence it is. So, that was the plans. So, as I headed up the street, she said, put the car in the garage, have you? I said, no, it's sitting outside. What do you want to put it back in the garage for? Oh, we're not taking the new car down. Well, why are we not taking the new car down? I thought that was the object of the game. No, we'll go in the Volvo, and once I've gained confidence in the car, we'll take it. I said, how are you going to get confidence unless you drive the bugger? But I think I lost that argument, because she says, not yet. I just don't feel like being put under pressure on driving that new car, since it is so damn new. I think I can understand where she's coming from. It is literally a brand new car. You know, we got it, it had 5 or 6 miles on the clock on Monday afternoon. It's only got 40 miles on it now. And I think she's feeling like it's still brand spanking new. Let's leave it till we've had it a couple of weeks before I feel confident enough to drive it. I think she's really frightened that she scrapes it or damages it. But then again, I've been that way. I've been quite tentative with it as well, since it's been brand new. We've never owned a brand new car in our life. So, really pleased. And as I said to Mary's sister last evening, when she came out to see the car, she thought it was beautiful and praised it. And I said, look, I says, the reason I got it, because they didn't know about it, I says, the reason I got her the car was that she never spends money on herself. And before I said anything else, she says, you know, you're bloody right. I keep telling her to go and buy herself stuff, but she won't do it. She says, she's spoken about doing things, and she says, I know, Mary, you won't do it because that's what you're like. You just won't spend the money. Her sister's up it, you see. She quite happily goes into Glasgow at the weekend and buys new tops and shoes and hangs them in the wardrobe and sometimes never wears them, and then ends up handing them down to Mary to sell at car boot sales to gain money for charity. So she does spend money, but she knows that Mary won't. I guess it's just been her way. But anyway, I digress from that. So, She was delighted, not just the fact that it was a lovely car, but the fact that Mary finally had something at this age, at 64, that she so deserved to have. And I've been telling her that for years, of course. But anyway, so I don't want to go down this road. I'll just keep talking about me and Mary and that. So we'll be going to Falkirk today, and then that'll be Sunday through Wednesday covered. I do have a topic that's been in my mind since Sunday, since Lanark Loch, through something I saw, and then it got my mind going, my head going. So I will do an audio book about that. But until then, we'll see. So that'll be me. Thanks for listening once again. I do appreciate it. And bye for now.